Blog Talk Radio.
The recording has started. Entry tones are off. Exit tones are on. Entry tones are on. Exit tones are off. Entry and exit tones are on. Entry and exit tones are off. All participants are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. I tell you, people of God, I am indeed grateful to be here on tonight. We're so grateful for all that the Lord has done. We're grateful, amen, Jesus, for another day again, another hour that the Lord has kept us, another day that the Lord has brought us through. And so we're so grateful for it on today. We're so very grateful. We thank God for you. We thank God for each of you coming to join us on today. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. This day that the Lord has made, and we do rejoice. We are so glad in it. Truly, the Lord has done us well, people of God, and we thank God. Amen, Jesus, for all that he's done. Thank him for his goodness. Thank him for his goodness, amen, Jesus, that he has extended toward us, his people, amen. Again, his loving kindness, we're grateful for all that the Lord has done, amen. Glory to God, and we want to welcome you here. We want to welcome you here to the Prayer News Network Global. God bless you. God bless you. Wherever you're listening from, we thank God for you. For those of you that are listening in other countries, we thank God for you. We bless God for you. Amen. We bless God for you. We realize there are so many other things you could be doing, but we thank God that you are here with us. Amen. You thought it not robbery to come and be with us here again on the Prayer News Network Global. Amen. Whatever country you're calling from, welcome, 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 welcome to each and every one of you. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We welcome you with open arm, with open heart. We welcome you on today. Thank God for you. We bless God for you. We bless him, we bless him, we bless him. Listen, people of God, we want to ask you to go ahead and invite a couple of people to come and be with you on today. Invite them to come and be with you, part of this broadcast on tonight. Invite them to come. Invite them to come. Invite them to come, people of God. If we don't invite them, amen, it may slip their memory that we're here. But we want them to know that we're here and that we're live on tonight. And we bless God. We bless God. We thank God on this night. Amen. We bless God on this night. We bless him. We bless him. We bless him for you. Amen, Jesus. While you're inviting someone to come, we just always want to give homage to our leaders, each and every one of them. We honor, first and foremost, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We bless God for him. We bless God for him. He is the author and the finisher of our faith. He's the author and finisher of this line, of this outreach ministry. We thank God, amen, for this outreach ministry. We thank God for this work, amen. We do. We bless the Lord. We thank the Lord, amen, Jesus, for all of it, amen. We thank him. We thank him. We bless him, amen. We thank you, God, for our celestial intercessor, the late apostle, Dr. S.D. James. Amen. He's gone on to be with the Lord. We thank God for his life, his legacy, his blueprint that he has left in the earth. We thank God for him. And here we are, people of God, endeavoring to, amen, continue to advance this vision, advance this work. Amen. Glory to God. We thank God for our senior apostle on today. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God, Apostle Samuel Huggins James. We thank God, amen, for for him. Amen. Glory to God. Elect Lady Huggins. Amen. Thanking God for her. Amen. Thanking God for our presiding bishop on today, Bishop K.A. Tina. Amen. Jesus blessing him. Blessing God for him. He's as well my pastor. Amen. And we just give God thanks and we give God praise. Amen. We give God praise for all that he's done. Amen, Jesus, through our leaders, thanking them for our PNN advisors. Amen, our prayer warrior, our scripture reader. People of God, we thank God for your leaders, all of your leaders. We just bless the Lord for each and every one of them. Amen. Glory to God. Each and every leader that comes to this line just to listen in, we thank God for you. We pray, amen, that you are being blessed. And we pray that you would listen, people of God, tell someone else about the PNN. Amen. If we don't tell them, people of God, again, it may slip their memories. So we want you to help, amen, invite them to come, invite them to be blessed, invite them to come and hear what thus saith the Lord. Amen. Glory be to God. So we thank God again for each of you. Go ahead, people of God, get your pencil and paper. Get your pencil and paper out. Get it out, get it out, get it out. Amen. Get your pencil and paper out, people of God. Get it out, get it out, get it out. Amen. So that we can be ready to receive from the Lord. Amen. So that we can be ready to receive from the Lord. Amen. Glory be to God. So tonight, people of God, we want you to get yourself in position, get yourself ready to hear what thus saith the Lord. We know that there is a word from the Lord. No doubt there is a word from the Lord. Amen. And we want to hear, amen, what the Lord is saying to us in this time. Amen, Jesus. We know that we're in perilous times, people of God. We know that, amen, Jesus, according to prophecies, according to the word of God, people of God, time is really winding up. And we want to be ready. We want to be ready, amen, so that whenever he calls us, whether it's this time or whether it's farther over in the end time, wherever, whenever he calls us, people of God, we want to be sure that we're ready. Amen. Glory be to God. So we bless God. We thank God on today. We thank him, amen, Jesus, for people of God, amen, the woman of God coming to be back with us. As you know, she has a long-standing commitment to be here with us here at the Prayer News Network Global on Sunday and on Monday nights. Amen, Jesus. She did a fine job, amen, co-hosting the broadcast on last night, and we thank God for her, amen, stepping into other territory. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Stepping, amen, into a totally different skill set, and we thank God for her for taking the time to do that, amen, and she has proven herself, amen. So we bless God, amen, for that, amen. We bless God for that. But tonight, people of God, she's God's messenger. She's God's messenger. Thank God, amen, Jesus, for, amen, the woman of God, amen, coming to us by way of Nassau, Bahamas, now abiding in, amen, Banks, Alabama. Glory to God there at our headquarters church of the Evangelistic Pentecostal Church's Worldwide Ministries. Amen. We thank God for her, people of God, and she's a jewel. She's a jewel. She's a gift to the body. So we thank God for the woman of God on tonight. Glory to God. We want you to get your hearts and your minds ready. Glory to God. We're going to ask on tonight, Sister Missionary Fan. We're going to ask Missionary Fan if she would come and bless the line. After the blessing of the line, we're going to have our scripture reading by Sister Mary Hollins on tonight. People of God, our scripture reader and our prayer warrior, amen, Jesus. And the next voice after her, people of God, will be that of our speaker tonight, none other than Prophetess Sharon Duncan. God bless you. God bless you, Missionary Fan. You have the platform.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we magnify you, Lord, we glorify you. Lord, we lift you up tonight, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your goodness and thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your love towards us, Lord God. We come, Lord God, just to give you the praise. Lord, we come tonight, Lord God, asking you to look upon us tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, and hear our voice, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come tonight, Lord God, realizing and knowing, Lord God, Psalm 66 and 18 said, if I regard iniquity in my heart, you will not hear. So, Lord, we come tonight, Lord God, asking you to look upon us, Lord God, and forgive us, Lord God, for all our iniquities, Lord God, all our transgressions, Lord God, all the things that we may have said and done, Lord God, that wasn't pleasing to you today, Lord God. We come, Lord God, even asking you to forgive us for the very thoughts that we may have had that wasn't like you, Lord God. We come, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, asking you to hear our voice on this night, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We come tonight, Lord God, asking you to create in us, Lord God, a clean heart. Lord, renew a right spirit within us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that we may come before you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, with a pure heart and, Lord God, clean hands. In the name of Jesus, we come tonight, Lord God, just to give your name the praise, just to give your name the glory. We come tonight, Lord God, to say thank you. Thank you, Lord God, for another day in the name of Jesus that you blessed us with. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come tonight asking you, Lord God, to have your way. In the name of Jesus, and let your perfect will be done tonight, Lord God, on this line. Lord, we realize and know, Lord God, that you are, Lord God, our strong God, our strong tower, Lord God, and that we may run in and be safe. We come tonight, Lord God, asking you to look upon us, Lord God, because we realize and know that all we need, Lord God, is in you. And we come tonight, Lord God, asking you, Lord God, as we listen to your word, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Be everything that we need in your word, Lord God. Be a healer, Lord God. Be a doctor that never lost a case, Lord God. Be a savior, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Save the lost souls, Lord God, that may have come on this line, Lord God, looking for a way out, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We come asking you to save, deliver, set free, Lord God, filled with the Holy Ghost. Lord God, you've done it once and you can do it again. In the name of Jesus, we come, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, asking you, Lord God, to move, Lord God, even in the hospitals, Lord God, in the nursing homes, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, heal the feeble bodies, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Some, Lord God, land wrestling with pain, Lord God, but we know, Lord God, that you are, Lord God, a physician that never lost a case. We come tonight, Lord God, asking you to move on this line tonight, Lord God. Some come look for one thing and some come looking for another, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And you see all and you know all, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Touch someone tonight, Lord God, on this line, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We ask you tonight, Lord God, to be glorified in the name of Jesus, Lord God, and we give you the praise. We give you the glory. We give you the honor, Lord God. You are so deserved, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, move, Lord God, tonight, Lord God, on prophetess Duncan, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, bless her. In the name of Jesus, let the word be easy tonight. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we ask you to look on Minister Bradley, have your way in her life. Strengthen her, Lord God, where she needs to be strengthened. In the name of Jesus, bless what she needs to be blessed. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And, Lord, we come, Lord God, tonight, Lord God, just to say thank you. Thank you so much, Lord. And we give your name the praise. We give your name the glory. We give your name the honor. We lift you up tonight, Lord God. We lift you up tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Because, Lord God, if we had 10,000 tongues, it would not be enough to give you the praise, to give you the glory that you deserve. In Jesus' name we pray, and we thank you so much, Father. Amen, Jesus. Amen, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Sister Mary, press star 6. Press star 6, Sister Mary, to come to the platform. Like we're having problems getting her over. We can't hear you, Sister Mary. Press star 6. Looks like you're not on the platform. Praise the Lord. I'm going to go ahead and read the scripture for tonight. Looks like she's having a hard time getting over on the platform tonight. Glory to God. Our scripture reading will be coming from Psalm 46. Psalm 46 on tonight. And the scripture reads, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. Selah. Hallelujah. There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. The heathen raged. The kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice. The earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah. Hallelujah. Come, behold the works of the Lord, what desolations he has made in the earth. He maketh wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot in the fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. Amen. Glory to God. I have read for you Psalms, the 46th division in its entirety. May the Lord add a blessing to the reader, the hearers, most of all, the doers of his precious word. Glory to God. So at this time, we're going to release the platform to none other than Prophetess Sharon Duncombe. God bless you, woman of God.
Amen. Blessings. Blessings to you, evangelist, and your prayer team, and your advisors. Blessings to everyone that is taking the time out to come on this platform tonight. God is faithful that he has brought us together one more time, and that is to lift up the name of Jesus. That is to seek his face. That is to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say. Let us pray. Father, we give you thanks for your word and what you would speak on this night. Be God, release your power and your spirit over this line, over this platform. Release an anointing, God, that will make your word come forth with clarity and with ease, Father. Touch the ears of the hearers that they will hear not what a person is saying, but what the Spirit of God is saying unto us as his people in this last hour. We thank you, O God, that you would release angels tonight to fight against the prince of the power of the air and spiritual wickedness in high places, against, hallelujah, the rulers of the darkness of this world. Neutralize every power that operate in any regions, every nation tonight, hallelujah, God, that it would fight against your word. We come against it right now, and we, hallelujah, tonight we release the blood of Jesus over this platform and everyone that is connected from wherever they're connecting from, in the mighty name of Jesus. blessing to you, and I come in agreement with the protocol that has already been established, but I want to give honor to my pastor, who is the co-pastor of Jerusalem Temple, Pastor E.L. Lindsay, and his wife tonight. Bless his name. And tonight, I'm going to deal with a spirit, and this is something that I've been doing from last year, but because of all that is happening in the earth, and I hear Evangelist touch on a bit of it when she was greeting the people of the times that we're living in, I'm going to deal with a spirit that is called a delusional spirit tonight. And that's in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, 1 through 17. This chapter deals with the coming of Jesus and the man of sin whom Satan will use in this last hour to destroy and deceive many. It is connected, this chapter is connected with Revelation chapter 13, Daniel chapter 7 and 8 and 9, and Matthew chapter 24 and many more scriptures, but they are the main scripture. It says, in verse 1, it says, "Now I beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, and by our gathering together unto him, that ye be not soon shaken in mind, or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you," hallelujah, "by any means. For that day shall not come," the day of Jesus Christ, the coming of the Lord cannot come, "except there be a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposeth," glory to God tonight, "and exalted himself above all that is called God, or that is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Remember ye not that when I was with you, or was yet with you, I told you these things. And now ye know what withholdeth, that he might be revealed in this last time. For the mystery of iniquity do already work. Only he who now let it will let until he be taken out of the way. And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. Verse 11 says, "And for this cause God shall send them strong delusions, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. For we are bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren, believe, beloved of the Lord, because God had from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit, which is the Holy Ghost, and belief of the truth, which is his word, whereunto he called you by our gospel to the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, brethren, stand fast and hold the traditions, the traditions which ye have been taught, whether by word or our epistle. Now our Lord Jesus Christ himself, and God, even our Father, which had loved us, had given us everlasting consolation and good hope through grace." And the last verse said, "Comfort your hearts and establish you in every good work," good word and work. Now, it was on last year, I was in contact with a woman of God who asked me a question concerning the spirit of delusion. And she asked me if I knew anything or had any knowledge about it, but at the time I didn't. I didn't even think about this, bless his name. So that got my undivided attention when she asked me that. So I began to study it in depth to get a clear understanding, hallelujah, tonight about this same spirit called delusion. And as I study it, and it opened both my natural and my spiritual eyes as I began to study this, and I began to understand that this is a serious demonic force that God himself sent in the earth. And so this spirit isn't just by Satan or some other entity. God himself sent this spirit. And tonight I'm going to deal with this spirit called delusion. And tonight I would ask a question. How many of us know that we are in the last hour, and according to the word of God, there is a strong delusional spirit that is released in the earth? What is a delusional spirit? If a person is in a delusional state, glory to God, they can't let go of their untrue convictions. Despite contrary evidence, no matter what they see, delusions are often reinforced by the misinterpretation of events. Many also involve some level of paranoia. Glory to God. Now, this is in the earth. And this spirit has not just started, people of God, but it has been and it has started from the beginning with Adam and Eve and from the time of the apostles. So this is nothing new. It has always been around, but now it has intensified, if you can look at it, because we are in the time, directly the time of the end. This is the hour and the time people are being deceived, hallelujah, like never before. This spirit of delusion deals with a strong spirit of deception. Hallelujah. The great danger of deception tonight is one does not know that they are deceived or have been deceived unless their eyes are open to the truth. Jesus said, if therefore the light that is in you is darkness, how great is that darkness? Matthew 6:23. It says, but if thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? It is that very condition tonight that Paul warns about in these last days. The last days will be marked, if you look at it, people of God, by a level of extreme deception. The apostle call it strong delusion. How many of us to know, as we look around, glory be to God, tonight, we can see that the majority of people in the entire world, hallelujah, are being deceived, will die and go to hell and the lake of fire. This includes church people who once believed in God and his word, hallelujah, but no longer believes in God. This delusional spirit includes a religious delusion that has infiltrated the church and the body of Christ. Bless his name on tonight. Jeremiah 5:30-31 says, a wonderful and horrible thing is committed in the land. The prophets prophesy falsely, and the priests rule by their own means. And my people love to have it so. But what will you do in the end? And so God is saying, his people, they like when you prophesy false things. The priest is all messed up, and the people love it this way. When humans assume such authority and authority of truth, it becomes a lie. Right becomes wrong in their sight, and good becomes evil. The people love to have it this way. That's what God is saying on tonight. They find pleasure in those things known at one time to be unrighteous and evil. The pastors and preachers of the land rewrite the standard of holiness, hallelujah, tonight, to fit political correctness and tolerance of the culture. That's the times that we are living in. Pastors and preachers of the gospels are rewriting the standard of holiness that God has put in place so that political can fit in and
tolerance for the culture that we live in to fit in to the standard of God. Even the truth once known to be certain became corroded. And so the truth is very corroded in this last hour. In the midst of this strong delusion, the church revised the character of the nature of God. His love and grace excuses the unrighteous behavior. Bless his name. That's what they're saying. They have fallen into the error of Psalm chapter 50 and 21. That's one part of it says, you thought I was altogether like you, if you read it. Do you see this is a very condition creeping in the church in North America and around the world in this hour? We live in the very condition described by the Apostle Paul. Bless his name. And so we need to open our eyes. God is saying this is serious time. They must seriously ask, do I receive the love of the truth? Bless his name. And this is ways that you can avoid this delusional spirit. The first thing you can do is ask, do I receive the love of the truth? The psalmist declared, oh, how your love, or how I love your law, it is my meditation day and night, or all day. That's Psalms chapter 119 and 97. Number two, they must fall in love with the infallible, inherent, absolutely true word of God. People no longer want to read and study the word of God, but to avoid the spirit of delusion, we must read the word of God. The Bible says, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sit in the seat, glory to God, of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of waters. Hallelujah. The third one is, believers must be committed to defending the fundamental principles and the word of God and make them the standard and rule by which they live their life. Glory to God tonight. It is not enough, glory to God, to just say you believe it is infallible. It is not just enough to say you believe the word of God. You must live it on the daily basis in order to not be deceived in this hour. Jude chapter 3, verse 3 and 4, it says, beloved, while I was very diligent to write to you concerning our common salvation, I found it necessary to write to you, exhorting you to contend earnestly for the faith which was once for all delivered to the saints. You've got to fight for your faith, people of God, in this last hour, so you can avoid being deceived. It said, for certain men have crept in unnoticed who long ago were marked out for this condemnation. Ungodly men who turned the grace of our Lord God into lewdness and deny the Lord, or the only Lord God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. So you find that this is exactly what is happening right now. Certain men come in wolves and sheep's clothing. They crept in unnoticed, and what they're doing is teaching and bringing in ungodliness, turning people away from the grace of God into lewd things. People came to the point, and it's coming to the point, and is to the point where they literally deny Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Holiness must become the standard for our lives and our entertainment. There is no other way to avoid this spirit. It is holiness or it is hell. The fourth point is, the believer must stir up the fire, glory to God, of the Holy Ghost in their heart. It is the only, glory to God, the only way. Hallelujah. It's the only way. It's through his power they will be able to stand in the face of strong delusions. Hallelujah. Now, this strong delusion has a psychological characteristic of religion. Hallelujah. It deals with religious and spiritual delusions, which has to do with schizophrenia. Hallelujah. It deals directly with your mind. Glory be to God on tonight. You see a lot of people having mind battle. It's the spirit of delusion that is dealing with their minds. The spirit of hallelujah tonight. The spirit of delusion is a false belief held by a person. It contradicts reality or what is commonly considered true. The strength of the illusion or delusion is based on how much the person believes it. It's all in the mind. Hallelujah. That's why God said, let this mind be in us. That was also in Christ Jesus. A person who believes they are someone other than what who they are. That's what the spirit of delusion will do. And it's connected with the spirit of illusion. Bless his name. It deals with such a, it has such a supernatural figure or a celebrity. So people operating in this, they're dealing with some type of supernatural figure or they're thinking about being a celebrity. So it messes with your mind. They may also believe, glory to God tonight, they have special abilities, possessions, and powers. That's what it makes you believe. Believes, glory to God tonight. Delusions are generally the result of a mental health disorder. I believe everyone with this condition tonight is possessed by a demon. But psychologists wants to tell us that all people with delusion don't mean that they have a mental problem, but the devil is a liar tonight. That's a lie. God says that he sent a strong spirit of delusion or a demon called delusion in the earth. This has nothing to do with no psychological effect. This is strictly demonic. People with this spirit can be psychotic, which means, glory to God tonight, that this is a, my God, this is your Holy Ghost tonight. This means that this can change their sense of reality. They may be on hallelujah, glory to God. They may be unable to tell what is real and what is not real. It deals with directly with your mental state, your mind. Remember the Bible says the mind is the battlefield. We wrestle, glory be to God, not against flesh or blood, but against principalities and powers, the rulers of the darkness of this world and spiritual wickedness in high places. Glory to God tonight. It also, my God, tells us that our warfare is not carnal, but it is mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds and every high thing that exalt itself against the knowledge of God, bringing it into captivity to the obedience of the Lord Jesus Christ. In this hour, we have some psychologists who believe that all, my God, or nearly all religion is delusional. Hallelujah. They believe that what the God that we serve or what we believe in according to the Bible, we are delusional. Bless his name. There is also a spirit called illusional. This spirit is an animating or a vital principle held to give life to physical organism or a supernatural being or essence. Illusion deals with the spirit world directly. It deals with spirits that can become visible like a demon or a ghost. Hallelujah. They can come in the form of a person. Glory be to God. They can tamper with your mind and your disposition. Hallelujah. And people with this look, it looks like people, especially when you feel like you're sorry about it, it's like a vagabond spirit that comes upon you, is what I meant to say. Bless his name. This demon can mess with your intelligence. It operates under the spirit of influence, acts in a spirit of helpfulness. It deals with your moods, swings, attitude or frame of mind, or a person having a character or disposition or a specific nature. And so we've got to understand that a lot of people are now influenced, hallelujah, because of this delusional and this illusional spirit. Now, this illusional spirit deals with relationship. There are things that you must look for in a person that deals with this illusional spirit. A person operating with this spirit here is what they hear, what they want to hear. Hallelujah. No matter how you talk to them, they are not hearing what you have to say. Number two, they think that if the other person really loves them, they will change for them, even when they're told that person would not change. And I've been there before, that I married to a drug addict that I thought would change, and he never changed, bless his name. So this illusional spirit, I could understand what that is saying. Number three, they think of the other person would just show them attention or buy things for them or listen to them and love only them they could be happy or love only them, then that makes them happy. Number four, they think if they just alter themselves, dress differently, eat differently, or whatever adjustment needs to be made, they will love you. Number five, they fall in love with the fantasy of what they want a relationship to be or the situation to be, rather than paying attention to what is actually happening. It is what they are hoping for, so that means they can become blinded by love. Bless his name. This spirit deals with limitation of space. Delusional and illusional spirits work together because they both deal with your mind. The spirit of delusion deals with limitation of space, which makes you feel trapped. So a lot of people feel trapped because they're under this spirit, which leads one to believe that it is a mistake that I am here in this world existing, and I am not everywhere else, or I can't be everywhere else. People like this don't realize that they are limited in their body, but when you open up your spirit, it can take you anywhere. Bless his name. And you can find this in the Bible because it happened to Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 12 and 2. He said he knew a man in Christ about 14 years ago, bless his name. Whether he was in the body or out of the body, he cannot tell. Only God knows. He said such a person was caught up to the third heaven. Glory be to God tonight on this line. Hallelujah. And so as you look at that, that means your spirit is able to travel. God is able to catch you up in the spirit. And so you are not trapped just in one place. There is a spiritual encounter that took Paul to a place and showed him things he could not even say. Hallelujah. Like the Apostle John on the Isle of Patmos. He was caught up in the spirit, and God gave him the whole book of Revelation by allowing his spirit to travel and see the revelation of Jesus Christ for this end time. Hallelujah, Jesus. Like the spirit of God fall on Elijah. Hallelujah. And he outran the King Ahab's horses. My God, tonight, all the way back to the palace at Jezreel, which was about 17 miles away and maybe as far as 25 miles away. It's because of his spirit. Glory be to God. The spirit is able to take you many places. Like here we see in the book of Acts, after Philip finished explaining, that's Acts chapter 8, the scriptures to the Ethiopian man, the Bible said he was caught up, hallelujah, Jesus, and he ended up in another place. Bless his name. Acts chapter 8, 39 says, and when they were come up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught away Philip, that the eunuch saw him no more, and he went on his way rejoicing. And so people with illusion or delusions don't think that things like this are able to happen because they get stuck. Delusion of limitation, are we going to deal with next, is the attachment make you think that you need to be complete in some way. It is only when you believe that you are complete within yourself, it gives you a freedom of life. like the sunrise and the sunset. You cannot hold on to the day and night. You just need to enjoy yourself and be contented with what you have now. So the spirit of delusion causes people not to be contented. Bless his name. And this delusion of limitation of knowledge is another thing that they deal with. This makes you believe you know one thing but don't know another. When we are in Christ, we become new creatures, which means that there is no limitation, hallelujah, tonight on what we can do to the Spirit because of the Spirit of God that lives on the inside of us. This Spirit deals with creativity. This tells you that you can do this, but that you cannot do something else. It says, but not to, it tells you that you can do this, but not that when we look at it that way, God is saying you are creative. You can do all things through Christ. And so the Spirit is telling you that you can do, create something over here, but then something over here seems to be impossible. But God says that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. This Spirit deals with delusions of time. People get stuck in the delusion of time that gives you the impression that you were born, you will grow old, you will die, and there is a future and a past. So they are stuck right there and can't see ahead of that or nothing else. This Spirit deals, and I found out as I was doing this, it deals with the spirit of fear. Now, the spirit of fear is one of the greatest demons in the world, and the churches that are operating in the spirit is in serious trouble in this last hour. And so this spirit of delusion tells you that there is something to be afraid of. Glory to God. It brings on a negative emotion. It brings on anger, hatred, judgment, aggression, and radical intolerance. Ultimately, these spirits are stemmed from fear. Glory to God. It makes you afraid to try something new because it might not work out. We have to understand tonight, hallelujah, Jesus, glory to God, that this spirit of fear, my God, that operates, glory to God, hallelujah, on tonight. Jesus, through this delusional demon, is this delusional spirit that operates through this delusional demon is what a lot of people, even in the body of Christ, is dealing with. Delusions make you critical of yourself because of the spirit of fear. Hallelujah. Fear will point out all the things that make you feel like you can't do nothing. Glory to God. It will tell you you are not good enough. Hallelujah. You're not worthy of love. It deals with your emotions. It disguises itself. It masquerades itself as self-preservation, as protection, expectation, and the desires to fit in. That's what it do to a person. Bless the name. The Bible tells us that Satan is a trickster. Fear is good in some instance because if trouble comes, you become afraid and decide to hide or run for your life. But the type of fear tonight that God wants us to get rid of is when you compare yourself to others or make you feel less than others or cause you not to pursue your goals or your dreams or stop you from dreaming at all. This is the hallelujah tonight. This is the type of fear to get rid of. This is called the spirit, oh glory to God, tonight of delusion. 2 Timothy chapter 1 and 7 says, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of a sound mind. Those who are struggling with the spirit of fear, God wants us to recognize fear, acknowledge it by its name, and deal with this demon. Cast it out of your life. Glory be to God tonight. That delusional demon needs to go. Hallelujah. Because it will stop you from receiving all that God has for you. God, oh my God, Jesus. God said, stop listening to it and control your mind. Glory to God. Stop listening and control your thoughts. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. God, run away from this demon as fast as you can. This delusional spirit called fear is a battle that a lot of people are dealing with, even in the body of Christ, and it's getting worse. Hallelujah, Jesus, tonight, in this last hour, God said that man's heart will fail them because of the fear, hallelujah, that has come upon the earth in this last hour, hallelujah, Jesus, and the things that are happening upon the face of the earth. If you look all around it, around the earth and where you are, you will become afraid. Hallelujah. Luke chapter 21, 26 to 28, it says, man's heart failing them for fear and looking after those things which are coming on the earth. For the powers of heaven shall be shaken, and then shall they see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with power and great glory. And when these things begin to come to pass, then look up, for your redemption draweth nigh. Hallelujah. We've got to come to a place where you understand and know this spirit operates and how it can take over your life. Fear tonight is an irrational spirit. These are the things that fear will do in your life. Number one, when you want to do something, but the spirit of fear will show you how it can be dangerous, and you believe it. It makes you think that something bad might happen if you step out in faith. How many God tell you step out in faith, but you are afraid? And so that's what the spirit of delusion or illusional spirits will do. It don't want you to grow in advance in nothing, but stop and tell that spirit today, hallelujah, Jesus, you're coming out of your comfort zone, because someone might recognize you or single you out. This spirit will make you to become intimidated. Bless his name. Number two, it always reminds you of the worst qualities about yourself, making small issues, hallelujah, appear bigger than what they really are. It always oppresses you. Fear is your enemy. If fear was a human being, it would be a psychotic path. Hallelujah, Jesus. And you will stay away from it. Glory to God. So this demon is very, tonight, glory to God, very dangerous. Before you start any project or anything, always deal with the spirit of fear first. And so if God tells you to do anything and you become afraid, you've got to deal with the spirit of fear. This and make excuses. This is the third point. There are times you get excited about doing something, then right after all the excitement, your thoughts begin to change, and you see every reason why you cannot do it. Then you need to stop and think about what is happening at that point. It may be that you want to operate a business or ministry in the same area where there is a lot of competition. And so you let the spirit of fear, doubt, and unbelief step in and overtake your mind. The spirit of fear does not let you take responsibility nor chances. Hallelujah, tonight. You will start operating in a worrying spirit that is sent to stress you out. Or you would rather give up before you even trust God. Hallelujah, tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. Before you trust God and try. This then comes to the conclusion that you need to step back and look, oh God, in the face, hallelujah, look fear in the face and deal with it in the realm of the spirit, and put a challenge to yourself to let yourself know that you will not be stopped. Hallelujah, on tonight. God is showing us here tonight that the strongest demon that delusions operate with is that spirit called fear. Now we have a clear understanding of how the strong spirit spirit of delusion really works. Glory be to God. Let's hear what the Spirit of God has to say tonight. I received this message, hallelujah, and I've got to let it out tonight. Bless his name, hallelujah, tonight. Hallelujah. I learned, hallelujah, even as I was getting ready to do this, that recently they had a gay pride concert in which Yolanda Adams and LeAngelo was singing at the event of the gay parade or pride, whatever they call it, pride thing. So when God said we must come out and be separated and touch not the unclean thing, then he will receive us. And so we've got to understand that there is a limitation when it comes to the standard of God and who we should deal with, unless God sends you there to do a work or to cause people to repent. Too many who call themselves Christians have lost their standards and have come to the place where it is no longer about what God desires or expects of us. Glory to God. I believe God wants us, hallelujah, to go out there in the world to win souls. The Bible says, he that winneth souls is wise. When we hear of things like this happening, my thoughts are, what is the motive for them supporting, hallelujah, these kind of events? Is it self-motivation? Is it about bringing deliverance to the lost soul? Or is it about fame and fortune? Is it about popularity, positions, riches, or wealth? What is the motive behind supporting an event that is detestable in the eyes of God? That is what Jesus did. Jesus went and sat and drank with those who were sinners. But he went there to do a work. He didn't just went there to hang out and be a part of them. They called him a wine bibber, which is a person who regularly drinks a particular kind of drink. Bless his name tonight. He was on an assignment to show that he came to seek and save those that were lost. That's Luke 19 and 10. All the apostles had a past, but he delivered them and had them working with him in ministry. Jesus sat and ate with sinners because they needed to know that repentance and forgiveness were available. As Jesus' ministry grew, so did his popularity among the outcasts of society. Hallelujah tonight. Spending time with the tax collectors and sinners was only natural for Jesus, since he had not come to call the righteous but the sinners to repentance. Glory to God tonight. If Jesus was to reach the lost, he must have some contact with them. He went to where they were, hallelujah, and where there was the need the most, hallelujah, hallelujah. It is not, hallelujah, the healthy who needs a doctor, but it is the sick. And so God expects us to go in among these people, but the reason to go there is to not celebrate with them, but to cause them to repent and turn. The fact that Jesus ate with sinners, glory to God, shows that he looked beyond culture, he looked beyond nationality, he looked beyond the race, hallelujah, but he looked at the hearts of the people, whereas the Pharisees disregarded people because of their past behavior. Jesus saw their spiritual need. The song says he looked beyond our fault and he sees our needs. Bless the name of Jesus Christ tonight. Jesus saw individuals, not just their labels. He had compassion and sought to meet the needs around him. In sharing the word of God, Jesus ate with sinners and spent time with them. Seeing all of this, Jesus would no doubt inspired to know him better. He wanted them to know him better. They recognized Jesus as a righteous man, a man of God, bless his name. The miracles he performed bore witness to that, and they saw his compassion and sincerity. If we're out there in the world, can somebody say that we are a righteous person? Can they see what we are doing, hallelujah, to bring changes to the sin of man? Jesus didn't let social status or cultural norms dictate his relationship with people. As the good shepherd, hallelujah, tonight, he sought the lost sheep wherever they had strayed. glory to God tonight. When Matthew hosted the dinner party, Jesus accepted the invitation. And how many of you know tonight, Matthew was a tax collector. Hallelujah. It was a wonderful opportunity for Jesus to share the good news of the kingdom with those who most needed to hear it. Bless his name. Hallelujah. He was criticized for his action by the self-righteous legalists of his day. But criticism did not deter Jesus, glory to God, from doing what he was assigned to do. Unlike the Pharisees, Jesus didn't require people to change. He didn't make them change before coming to him. Bless his name tonight. He sought them out, met them where they were, and extended grace to them in their circumstances. Change would come to those who accept Christ. Hallelujah tonight. But it would be from the inside out. The kindness of God, my God, tonight. The kindness of God leads sinner to repentance. Bless his name tonight. The question asks is, what is the significance of Jesus eating with sinners? Hallelujah. The answer is, soon after the calling of Matthew to follow him, Jesus ate a meal, with many tax collectors, which are sinners. Matthew had been a tax collector, and these sinners were his friends and acquaintances who were now spending time with Jesus. Matthew wanted to introduce people in a social circle to Jesus. The scribes and the Pharisees, who do despise tax collectors, complained, but Jesus' action in spending time with sinners were in perfect accordance with his mission to seek and to save that which is lost. Are we spending time tonight with someone who needs repentance? Are we spending time with that alcoholic or that drug addict or that prostitute or that lesbian or that? Are we spending time, glory to God, tonight? In Jesus' day, rabbis and other spiritual leaders enjoyed widespread respect and were held in high esteem in Jewish society. Almost everyone looked up to the Pharisees. They were strict adherents to the law. They were guardians of tradition, and they were exemplars of piety. In their vaunted position, they avoid those whom they deem or thought, my God, were sinners. Glory to God tonight. Those who did not follow their system or their rules or their way of living. Glory to God. The Pharisees and other religious classes of Jesus' day would definitely not have socialized with tax collectors who were infamous for embezzlement and their cooperation with the hated Romans. Jesus chose, glory to God, to eat with sinners because they needed to know, hallelujah, tonight, that repentance and forgiveness were available. As Jesus' ministry grew, listen here, he became so popular, hallelujah, Jesus, everybody started to follow Jesus. Bless his name tonight. Hallelujah, God. And God is saying, it's time to come out, hallelujah, and do something different. Get out. Bless his name tonight. All through Jesus' ministry, he reached out to those who needed him. In John chapter 4 and 27, he conversed with a despised Samaritan woman at the well, surprising even his disciples. He forgave an immoral woman in Luke chapter 7, hallelujah, who was a prostitute. He helped a Syrophoenician woman, hallelujah, who wanted something to eat. Hallelujah. In Mark chapter 7, he touched the lepers. Glory be to God. In Luke chapter 5, he entered Zacchaeus' house and the who dined with him. My God. In Luke chapter 19, oh God, again and again, glory to God, Jesus touched the untouchable and loved the unlovable. Jesus came to save sinners. Tradition, culture, bans, and frowns of the few do not matter when a soul's eternal destiny is on the line. And so God is saying, we got to get out, hallelujah, of tradition and our cultures and frowning at people who ain't got it all together. God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world. He said, but that the world through him might be saved. Jesus saw individuals, not just their labels. He had compassion. My God, hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, mighty God, hallelujah. Glory to God on on tonight. Jesus didn't let social status, God, my God, stop him. Hallelujah. We got to understand what God is saying. And Jesus answered them, those who are saved have no need of a physician, but those who are sick, in Luke chapter 7, 34, 37 to 39, he talks about that. Glory be to God tonight. And then I came across, someone sent me something about a pastor, I wouldn't call the name, preaching and telling people that God didn't judge Sodom and Gomorrah for the same-sex gender loving relationship. That the story of Sodom and Gomorrah is not about judging and destroying it. He said when you limit Sodom and Gomorrah as a lesson to homosexuality, you have missed three things. What he said was, he said Sodom and Gomorrah is not about the same gender love. It's about violence and rape. A mob of men that wanted to rape innocent men. He said the book of Ezekiel in chapter 16, God addressed it. He said, God said, let me tell you why I destroyed Sodom. Let me tell you the sins of Sodom. He said, God said they were full of pride. They had fullness of food. There was abundance of idolatry, and they didn't do anything to help the poor and the needy. He said, God said that is why he got rid of them. He was quoting the scriptures right, because it says in Ezekiel chapter 16 and 49, says, behold, this was the iniquity of thy sister Sodom, the pride, the fullness of bread, like I just read. But he stopped at verse 49. He should have went down to verse 50, where it says, and they were haughty and committed abominations before me. Therefore, I took them away as I saw good. God said that they were haughty and committed abomination. What is the meaning of abomination? Glory be to God. It means a disgusting thing. Hallelujah. A ritual sense of unclean foods or idols. It talks about mixed marriages, an ethical sense of wickedness. And that's in the lexicon in H 8581. And the Strong's Concordance, it talks about abhorrence and idolatry, bless his name, or custom. And so if you go to Leviticus chapter 18 and verse 22, you would clearly understand exactly what God was saying in this chapter. It says, thou shalt not lie with mankind as with womankind, because it's an abomination. So we see here, God is saying that in verse 15, that what the man in Sodom was doing was disgusting. It was an abominable thing. It was unclean. And also, you see the word mixed marriage includes the devil, which is included in the definition. When we hear about mixed marriage, we think about black and white coming together. But mixed marriage here talks about the same-sex marriage. Hallelujah. Because they are all mixed up. Hallelujah tonight. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But we now need to know that mixed marriage is the same agenda. Glory to God. Which is disgusting in the eyes and in the nose and the ears of God. Last week, Monday, if you listen to the news, they had a transgender person enter a school and shut six persons, including six 9 years old students, bless his name, and which included a child of a pastor. Hallelujah. That is why God keeps telling us to pray for these kids. Keep them covered with the blood of Jesus. Teach them the ways of God. It is time to put more emphasis on teaching them about God and reading his word, than on giving them the things and focusing on education more than their spiritual lives. Bless his name. The Bible says, train up a child in the way it should go, and when it is old, it will not depart from it. Many parents have failed God in the way they are treating their children. The government have rules put in place to protect kids. Some parents become fearful in bringing correction to their kids. They leave them to do what they want. They no longer monitor them, giving them devices, my God, tonight. Devices which are teaching them to be evil. Some parents no longer want to be bothered with kids, too busy, so they are on the internet and watching TV that have become their teachers. Now we have a lot of undisciplined kids out there committing abominable acts. Kids deal with peer pressure, negative influence, low self-esteem. game and mind battles. Like last night, we had to pray for the young lady that was dealing with mental issues. They are losing their minds to the point that kids as young as 8 years old are committing suicide. They are involved in murder and gangs and violence and bloodshed, using and selling drugs, alcohol, becoming drug dealers, carrying guns, etc. If you look around, you see that there is a lot more of satanic concerts and celebrations in this hour. He is using famous adders and well-known people, including those who sing and worship and preach, to draw the masses, glory be to God. Satan have an agenda to take away as many to hell and to the lake of fire as he can. This is a time of great exposure. God is exposing the wolves in sheep's clothing. Hallelujah. And those that parade themselves as angels of light. Hallelujah. That is what that those that are wearing a mask. It is now, my God, the time to turn to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. The Bible says, for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness upon unrighteous men who hold the truth in unrighteousness, because that which was known of God is manifest in them, for God had showed it to them. For the invisible things, this is Romans chapter 1, the invisible things of him from creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead. So that they are without excuse, because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither was thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. Bless the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, tonight. And so we got to understand that these people have been turned over, hallelujah, to a reprobate mind, glory be to God, because they changed the glory of God of the incorruptible God into an image made like corruptible man, the birds and forfeited beasts. And so therefore God also gave them up to uncleanness, to the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie. Hallelujah, God, and served the creature more than the creator. Hallelujah tonight. For this God, God gave them up to vile affections, for even the woman did change the natural use, hallelujah, of the man and turn against nature. And so when you see this word vile affection, it's talking about dishonor or disgrace. Bless his name. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus tonight. And the Bible says, likewise, the men also leaving the natural use of the women, burn in the lust of their flesh toward one another. Men going with men, working that which is unseemly. And verse 32 says, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. And also included is that, in that is fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil, and disobedient to parents, is also included in that. God is saying that those who refuse to retain and restrain themselves and keep themselves, glory to God, in the knowledge of God, he will give them up to a reprobate mind. According to the definition in the dictionary, it talks about being in a mind that is not of God, and it talks about being and having no values, a God-for-nothing person, an evildoer, a sinner, a person who is not elected by God, bless his name. And so God is trying to tell us tonight, hallelujah, don't become a reprobate. Glory be to God. This pastor, along with many others, are preaching and teaching and twisting the word of God. They are under a strong, delusional, deceptive spirit. They preach to make people feel comfortable, glory be to God, in their sin. They are preaching a message that is pacifying the flesh of people to live lifestyles that God does not condone, that God has cursed and has brought judgment against them. This man said God didn't judge Sodom and Gomorrah for the same same-sex marriage and loving relationship. This is the hour, people of God, we better know and understand that the word of God is set. It does not change. Hallelujah. And the spirit of compromise and contaminated spirits are in the body of Christ that has infiltrated the church. Satan has released the spirit of conspiracy in the church and against the church. Glory be to God. Conspiracy is the act of conspiring. It is unlawful, unharmful, hallelujah, or evil plan formulated in secret by two or more persons. Bless his name tonight. Millions are joining forces with Satan to overthrow the church and to get rid of it, to get rid of the Ten Commandments. Hallelujah, Jesus. Many are committing unlawful evil acts and plots through preaching and sugar-coated messages to make people feel comfortable in their sin. They no longer see the need to repent. They don't preach on hell, the lake of fire, the judgment, and the wrath of God. It is all about prosperity and blessings which belong to the real people of God. There is no fear for God in the churches. Today, people who call themselves Christians live the way they feel and do whatever pleases them because there is no conviction. The word of God says their conscience have been seared with a hot iron. Bless the name of the living God tonight. Hallelujah. What is the biblical meaning of conscience? Conscience gives you the ability to evaluate your own thoughts and desire to discern what is right and wrong and to distinguish between what is good and what is best. Bless his name. Hallelujah. And so people have been sneered. Their conscience have been sneered. And they no longer are convicted. Bless his name. People of God, we've got to know the word of God personally. Not just going to a service and hearing someone preach or teach. We may take notes. But God is saying that each and every individual should take the time out to study his word. Because this is the hour, glory to God, of great deception where many teachers and preachers are twisting the word of God to please people. So many prophesying lies and deceiving so many to have a church full of big membership that are not saved. This is the hour that the gospel has become a business. Glory to God. It is no longer about getting people to repent and change and turn from their wicked ways and their iniquity. There is a lot of them, hallelujah, with the gift of seeing and discernment, which means they will see and say things that are accurate. But we need to keep in mind that God says, hallelujah, in Romans chapter 11:29, for the gifts and callings of God are without repentance, glory to God, like Moses in the time of the magicians. These were the types of people operating in strong delusion, yet they think that they are on their way to heaven. It also said in verse 49 of Ezekiel chapter 16 that they were full of pride. What do you call? What do they call the celebration? Gay pride. God's word is crystal clear about how he feels about this abominable act that is spreading like wildfire throughout the entire world, including the church. Many are being deceived and will be deceived until the power of Satan is completely destroyed. And he sentenced, and he is sentenced to his final destination. Deception must continue because it's written in the word of God. Bless his name. We are in the time of the end where the signs of the coming of Jesus is very clear. As we look around and we see things happening at a fast rate of speed, it is telling us and showing us how close we are to the appearance of the Lord Jesus Christ. God says when you see these things happening, we must look up, for our redemption draweth nigh, and our salvation is closer than when we first believed. Here in this chapter, Paul is telling us to open our eyes, to be aware, hallelujah, of the things that will happen before the coming of the Lord Jesus. If you carefully read or study this chapter, you will see the order of events carefully, hallelujah, written out, glory to God, that will happen before Jesus comes. The spirit of delusion, which is the spirit of deception, is now magnified and intensified itself in the earth. Hallelujah, Jesus. And 2 Thessalonians chapter 2:11-12 says, and for this cause God shall send them strong delusion that they shall not believe that they should believe a lie, and that they all might be damned who believe not the truth. Bless his name. God has given, my God, God has given and has given people the chance to repent and believe the truth, which is his word. Who is Jesus Christ? But in this last hour, people of God, many or millions are rejecting, disobeying, and rebelling against the word of God. Bless his name. Even those who are in the church was in the church. Hallelujah. So he's telling us by his word tonight that because of their choices, they will be damned. So God gave us a choice, and whatever we choose, hallelujah, will determine our destination. And if you look at the order of events that will happen, it says there will be a great falling away first. Bless his name. Glory to God tonight. Hallelujah. People are going to leave the church, and people are going to leave holiness. Bless his name. And so if you look at it, these things are happening. God said this is a time to draw closer. Bless his name. There'll be a removal of the mystery of godliness of the lawless one. That's one of the other things that will happen. There are various views as to the identity of the restraining influence. But the next thing is that the man of sin will be exposed and revealed, glory to God, before God comes. Hallelujah. In the Old Testament, the Holy Ghost acts as a restrainer of iniquity. And we can see that in Genesis chapter 6 with Noah, hallelujah, that it became so corrupt, hallelujah, that God said, my spirit shall not always strive with men, and he told Noah what to do to get rid of them. Hallelujah. The restrainer is referred to by the use of both neuter and masculine gender. And so we've got to understand God is showing that these are the things that will happen, that will is going to take place. Hallelujah. And the next point is, hallelujah, God, it says that it will be when the restrainer, which is the Holy Spirit, is taken out of the way, the man of sin will be revealed. This would be when the church is translated and the Holy Spirit restraining ministry through the church will stop. However, that is not said that the restrainer will be taken away, but taken out of the way, which means the Holy Spirit will continue a divine activity to the end of time, though not as a restrainer of evil to the church, but will continue to be, bless his name tonight, glory to God, used to bring conviction upon mankind. Evil will get worse when the church is taken out of the earth tonight, people of God, but the work of salvation, hallelujah, will continue to go on. The third thing is the manifestation of the lawless one, the man of sin, will result in the apostasy, which we just read in verse 3 to 4, 8 to 10. You can also read about the apostasy in Daniel, in the book of Daniel. What is the meaning of apostasy? According to the Hebrew, apostasy consists in unbelieving and self-will movement away from God, hallelujah, which must be prevented at all costs. Hallelujah. I'm almost done. Bless the name of Jesus Christ on tonight. Apostasy in Christianity is the repudiation of Christ and the central teaching of Christianity by someone who formerly was a Christian. The term apostasy comes from the Greek word apostasia, meaning rebellion or state of abandonment or defection. It has been described as a willful falling away from rebellion against Christianity. Apostasy is the rejection of Christ by one who has been a Christian. Apostasy is a theological category describing those who have been voluntarily and consciously abandoned their faith in God in the God of the covenant, who manifests himself mostly in Jesus Christ. Apostasy is the antonym, which means the opposite of conversion. It is called deconversion. What is the meaning of the word repudiation? It's talking about the rejection, the agreement, obligation, desertion, discarding, disowning, casting aside, disclaimer, retraction, hallelujah, nullification, and it has a lot of other meanings that have no clue for the sake of time. And the question is, why is God going to send a strong delusion in the end time? The answer is the Bible makes it very clear, people of God, that God is sending a strong delusion in the end time so that they may perish because they refuse to love the truth and to be saved. For this reason, God sent them a powerful delusion so that they will believe the lie, so that they will be condemned and not believe the truth. So there is a place for people who do not believe the truth. Bless his name that is being sent out in this hour. Bless the name of the living God. Second Thessalonians tells you that simply God put it this way, that he is doing this. Nobody can stop it. You can't prophesy it away. You can't make it go away, because this is strictly done by God himself. Bless his name tonight. God is telling us tonight that he is the one that will choose their delusions. Bless his name. According to, let me go up and read this for you. Bless his name. And then I'm done. It says here in Isaiah chapter 66:3-4, he that killeth an ox is as if he slew a man, and he that sacrificeth a lamb as if he cut off the dog's neck. He that offered an oblation as if he offered swine's blood. He that burneth incense as if he blessed an idol. Yea, they have chosen their own way, and their souls delight in their abomination. And verse 4 said, I also will choose their delusions, glory be to God, and will bring their fears upon them, because when I called, none answered. Hallelujah. And when I spake, they did not hear. But they did evil before mine eyes and chose that in which I did not delight in. So God is saying here tonight, he is going to send it because of their choices that they make. He is the one that will send them strong delusions because they refuse to believe the truth. They have chosen their own way. Bless his name. Hallelujah, God. God will, let me tell you something tonight as I close this. God will choose harsh treatment for them that he would bring upon the earth, and that there's a dread and a fear that God will bring upon them, for he called and they refused to answer. And so God is saying, I am calling people to repentance, but they are refusing to answer me. People of God, this is a time for self-examination. This is a time to declare the word of God and not compromise to make people feel comfortable in their sin. This is a time for outreach and evangelism like we have never done it before. Bless his name. Glory be to God tonight. Hallelujah. God is saying, rise up, get up, glory be to God, and do what I call you to do, because a strong delusional spirit is out in the land and have taken over. Hallelujah. Many people in the body of Christ, bless his name, many people in the world are controlled. God has sent a famine in the land back then because of this, because of the sin and the idol worshippers that was taking place, and they had to realize and come to their senses to know that God is in control. I'm telling you, God is getting ready to send some stuff upon this earth. This is the hour where God is moving things fast. He said he is cutting the days short. Hallelujah. He don't, my God. He said if he don't cut the days short, then the righteous will not stand. Glory be to God. That's Matthew 24:22. Bless his name. Hallelujah. Jesus in 1 Peter 4:17-18 says, for the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God. And if it start at us, what shall be the end of them that believe not the gospel of God? And if the righteous scarcely be saved, where will the godly and the sinner stand? Bless his name tonight. And so God has spoken to us tonight. Hallelujah. And he's telling us that there is a strong delusional demonic spirit that has infiltrated the body of Christ, that has infiltrated many lives of many so-called Christians, and you find people straying away from the ministry that they used to be a part of because so many are being deceived. Bless his name. This spirit, delusional spirit, God said, I am sending it because they now turn their backs against the truth. They turn their backs against me. And so tonight as I close this, I give God glory and praise tonight So, and I pray tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, that you would protect us and keep us safe from the spirit of delusion and from the spirit of illusion tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, you said that you send the spirit upon the earth for those who don't believe the truth, that they may be damned and lose their souls. And glory be to God, many will lose their souls and have already lost their souls. And so tonight we cover our minds against this delusion of demonic force that has come against the body of Christ, that has infiltrated the body of Christ. We cover ourselves. God, give us a desire to read your word, to study, to show ourselves approved unto God. A workman need not to be ashamed. Give us a mindset to know your word. Give us a mindset to know, have discernment of spirits, to know a false prophet or a false preacher in the name of Jesus, so that we won't be deceived in this last hour. Lord God, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight tonight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. In Jesus' mighty name, and let's just say amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your word. In Jesus' name. People of God, I'm done tonight. And I hope that something that was said on this platform tonight will cause us to wake up and cause us to understand where we are and what God wants us to do. And so I believe that this is a wake-up call for the body of Christ worldwide, because there is a strong delusion that is happening in churches around the world. And so we bless God tonight. It's back into the hands of Evangelist Bradley.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, everybody. We give God thanks and we give God praise for the word on tonight. Amen, Jesus. Let us take heed. Let us take heed to what God has said unto us on tonight, people of God. And even as the woman of God just, amen, Jesus, just really outlined it, we can see, first and foremost, if fear is operating in our lives, amen, glory to God, we can recognize it. We can recognize, glory to God, amen, this fear, if it is holding us captive, if it is causing us to, amen, glory to God, not move forward in the things of God, glory to God, if it is causing us, people of God, amen, to be in a state of stagnation. All of these things that the woman of God just brought out to us, people of God, let us take heed. We cannot afford to fear. We cannot afford to fear. And even as she said, amen, I begin to look, she began to say that when God gives us a task, or when God gives us an order, when God gives us a mandate, the first thing we have to do and watch out for is the spirit of fear. God has already said we can, because he knows what he's put within us. But then fear comes to tell us that we can't. Amen. Glory to God. But the word of God, even as the word of God has declared, he's not given us the spirit of fear. But I thank God for this word on tonight again, because it causes us to recognize, it causes us to look within, to look around us. Even as she declared, it's operating, this spirit of delusional fear is operating in the body of Christ, even causing people of God, the church, not to move forward. But we thank God on tonight, because just as sure as he has come to reveal this word unto us, amen, he has come to redeem us. Glory be to God. So we bless God. We give God thanks. We give God praise for this word on tonight. Glory be to God. It's happening. It's happening all over the world. Glory to God, all over the world. But God comes tonight to wake us up. He comes to shake us, people of God. And as she even said, he's calling us to repentance. He's calling us to repentance to do what he's given us to do. Amen. Glory to God. So we, again, for the word on tonight, glory to God, again, he comes to reveal that he can redeem. Amen, Jesus. So we want to be, glory to God, we want to be honest. We want to be honest with ourselves. We want to be honest with that we're looking at, amen, that we're not looking through the eyes of deception. We're not looking through the eyes of delusion, but we're looking through God's eyes. We're looking through the eyes of truth on tonight. So we bless God. We thank God on tonight for this word. Glory to God. We bless him. We thank him, people of God. We want you to, amen, certainly get a copy of the broadcast on tonight. You can get a copy of the broadcast on tonight, people of God, absolutely free unto you. It's absolutely free unto you on tonight. All you have to do is text us. Text us, people of God. And the number for you to text is 912-257-3918. Again, that's 912-257-3918. Also, people of God, you can text us at 678-608-7234. Again, 678-608-7234. Those of you that are listening internationally, you may as well text us via WhatsApp. That number is 678-608-7234. Amen. Don't forget, people of God, you can also go out to our Prayer News Network Facebook page. Go out to our Prayer News Network Facebook page. The broadcast is there as well. You can go out to the new ReArk Prayer Group 52 Facebook page. It is housed there as well. If you don't have Facebook, people of God, you can certainly Google Prayer News Network. Google the Prayer News Network, and you'll be able to, by blog radio, amen, get to our broadcast there. Amen. But we give God thanks and we give God praise again for this word on tonight. Again, amen, the Lord comes to reveal so that he can redeem. Amen. So we give God thanks and we give God praise for reminding us, people of God, that he's not given us the spirit of fear. Amen. And that fear is our enemy. Amen. Glory to God. But we put our faith, we put our trust in him on tonight. Glory be to God. So we give God thanks again. We give him praise, people of God. And at this time, we're going to release the platform to the woman of God. Amen. Jesus, glory to God, for final remarks on tonight and for the blessing of the line. God bless you, prophetess.
Amen. Bless the Lord. And I would add to what the evangelist was saying that, you know, if you look around at the body of Christ and you see a lot of ministries with signs and wonder and all kind of forming all kind of miracles and doing a lot of strange, foolish things, is a delusional spirit that is happening. And then throughout the scriptures, we have to realize that throughout the scriptures, God urges people to accept the truth. But when people decide that they were going to reject him and reject and turn away their ears from hearing and accepting his message, then and then God has to do something. God will do something. And not until then, God hardens them and turns them over to a deluded mind, a reprobate mind, to just get deeper in their wickedness, to take them to their final destination. This is what the Lord is saying about those who choose to reject him. And so he's saying that they greatly love to wander. You read Jeremiah chapter 14. They do not restrain their feet, so the Lord doesn't accept them. He will now remember their wickedness and what he said, I will punish them. And so we've got to understand that these are really serious times, people of God, and we cannot afford to connect or join to any type of ministry or anybody that says they serve in God, any type of leadership. We got to really pray and have discernment and seek the face of God and seek his word to what is expected of leadership or of a ministry before we get caught up in this delusional deception spirit. And so we bless God tonight, and we thank God for all of you that came here tonight. Father, we give you thanks and we give you praise for this PNN. We want to thank you tonight, God, for your word that went into the hearing of your people. We want to thank you, God, for Evangelist Bradley and her team, Jesus, that make this possible. If it was not for you, God, it would not have been possible. So we thank you for you making this possible, that we can come together from every nation, from every kindred, from every language to hear what you have to say to us in this last hour. God bless your word tonight. Bless the ears of the hearers. Hallelujah. On tonight, God, even as we leave this line, but not your presence, may we go away knowing that you are in the midst of us, knowing, God, that you have spoken to us and put it in our hearts, God, that we want more, that we want to do more. We want to know more, God, and we want to be all that you've called us to be. In the name of Jesus, now cover us with your shed blood. Hide us behind the shadow of the cross. We forbid backlash and retaliation spirits that would come up against this word and come up against your people. In the name of Jesus, we bind the spirit of fear. And we cancel you in the name of Jesus, that we would be free and released to do what God has us to do. In the name of Jesus, God, cover each car, each home, on their workplace, in their jobs. God, cover them with the blood of Jesus. Let no weapon formed against your people prosper throughout this night. Watch over them until we meet again in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. God bless you tonight, people of God. That does conclude tonight's broadcast, and we look to see you on tomorrow night. Don't forget to tell someone about the PNN, invite someone to the PNN, and we look to see you on tomorrow night. Blessings.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.